According to Community Services Coordinator Sarah Halstead, Kirksville citizens brought the idea to the city and school district last year. The Safe Frosted School grant ended up awarding $13,100 to completely fund the program. During this time, the city had also applied for an infrastructure grant that would help provide safe routes for the walking school bus. Neil Chamberlain is the secretary for the Kirksville Board of Education.
The grants have been essential. Quite a few sidewalks that needed to be built that the city just didn't have the resources for, and the school, with our relatively restricted budget because of some of the financial woes the state has had in the past several years, we didn't have the extra money either, and so this has been really a lifesaver.
Halstead says the program is not much different from taking the bus to school.
It'll work just like a school bus. There will be a volunteer or a parent or someone that they will coordinate with who will basically walk from house to house along a certain route, and there will be a company who will help us, who has experience in doing this, to set up those routes.
Halstead says the money will be used to fund a variety of things associated with the program, such as crossing guard signs, vests, whistles, and a bike rack. Students who participate could get a T-shirt or water bottle for their participation. Chamberlain says there are a number of benefits this program could provide in addition to clearing traffic congestion.
It will give our kids more exercise. They'll get to be out in the outdoors and enjoy the fresh air. I think one thing has been shown is that if children have periods of exercise throughout the school day, they actually are, their brain is set up to learn better.
Halstead says MoDOT is releasing the grant money a little later than they had anticipated and thinks that it will be better to start the program next year after new sidewalks have been constructed. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.